Okay, is Gluttons for Punishment another handful? I can see out there on the magic screen that a handful of you have come back. A couple of you spilled your coffee when I yelled into the microphone, but there's still some concerned folks out there. So we're gonna continue now with segment four of program seven of the Bigger Picture here on the 24th of June, and I want to talk about some mistakes that I believe sincere Christian pastors are making. And one of the great problems that we have theologically in our country is we really don't understand what the Bible is saying about the time that we live in. And it's, I think statistically, it's 10 to 15% of the population. There may be some of the loudest, but it's 10 to 15% of the population. They really understand that the book of Revelation means what it says and says what it means, even though it's got some dark imagery in it that we maybe stumble over a little bit. But if you read it and the Holy Spirit of God is speaking to you and you know history, it's all plain to him that understands. And so our problems in theology are that those of us who understand the signs of the time, that understand what history tells us, and also what the Bible so clearly tells us, is that we're in a very dynamic age that is closing out an age that God foretold years ago, the age of the Gentiles. It's closing out. We know what lies ahead, but there's so many pastors right now that are doing one of two or three things. The first thing is those of us, those pastors who believe as I do and that understand dispensational theology and believe that the Lord is about to take his church out. He's going to rapture the church. If you're not familiar with the word, you can Google it and understand something about it. But the church is going to go away, and this world is going to go back to as it was in the days of Noah, and it's going to be governed by probably Democrats. But the Bible says the kingdom of Satan will be set up. May discover that Joe Biden's already here as the devil. Okay, maybe I'm serious, maybe I'm not, but he's still a cockroach. Bad things are going to happen, and God promises his people in Isaiah 3:10, but tell the righteous it will be well with them. It doesn't say the self-righteous. It says the righteous, and the righteous are those who do what Jesus said. They keep his commandments. They follow him. It produces the culture of Christ, which cooperates with the pageant of creation because their primary orientation is the fatherhood of God, and by his authority, they understand all things. Now, that said, please understand that pastors are telling us, well, the Lord's coming back, so just don't get excited. God's in charge. Well, yeah. He is, has been, and will continue to be. But ladies and gentlemen, we don't stick our heads in the sand and not take political action. God has given us the right to shape the government that's over us. Do we not understand that? A unique nuance of human history. The 330 million people or so in this nation right now and being swollen by the invasion at the border, people who think they can vote too, I guess. These people have the right, if they're registered voters and are citizens, to shape the government that's over them, doesn't rule over them, but that serves them. And right now, this ruling dictatorship based on subjective fiat assumption of power and proclamation of subjective law to counter what's written in concrete in accordance with our Constitution is taking this country over the edge. We're going way very rapidly, though we can shape the government that's over us. And there are pastors that are having the nerve to say, well, you don't really need to be so involved in politics because, well, it shows you don't trust God who's in charge. I trust him implicitly. And he told me through Scripture that the wise man sees the evil day coming and prepares himself. And I want to make one particular comment to these gentlemen that I hope they'll give some thought to when they say, well, you know, just don't get so involved in politics. That's not Christian. You're wrong. Jesus said, thou art Petros, Peter, and upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We're going to win. And so the pastors will pick that up and say, we're going to win. And that's true, we are. But shortly after Jesus said that, he said something else. All right, this is a compendium of what he said. He said, go out and preach the gospel, and particularly he sent them out into Galilee, and he said, if they don't receive you, then shake the dirt off your feet and move on to someone else that does, and give them a blessing if they receive you. But he sent his people out. But here's what he said. You're going to be victorious in the end. The gates of hell will not prevail against us. Oh, you 12 guys, go out there and die for me. Huh? We're going to be victorious. We're going to die. 11 of the 12 disciples died some pretty gruesome deaths in winning the victory. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're not different, even though God has promised us in Isaiah 3:10, for this group of people, tell the righteous, not the self-righteous, but the righteous, it will be well with them. Folks, we need to be politically active because we shape the government that serves us, and right now it's not serving us. It's dictating to us and taking our rights and privileges that are given to us by God away. If your pastor says you shouldn't be involved politically, you look him in the eye and say, nonsense! Reference Jesus of Nazareth. Come back to the final segment. Thank you.